This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Some of the big Wall Street banks, JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Citigroup, to name just three, are warning that their trading revenue in the second quarter is going to be down compared to a year ago. Goldman Sachs, pretty much the same thing. Seems all the market calm in the face of all the political volatility just isn't great for the trading business, as Marketplace's Annie Baxter explains.
The biggest banks get a decent chunk of revenue from facilitating stock and bond trades for investors in what's called market making.
It's when clients want to buy or sell, when they want to hedge, the banks are making money on that.
Jim Sinegal is an equity analyst with Morningstar. He says volatility drives up trading revenue. Investors make more buy and sell decisions when there's a lot going on. He says last year around this time, there was excitement about interest rates starting to rise. And then, of course, the volatile event par excellence, Britain's vote to leave the European Union last June.
Now there's not really any big stories in the quarter. And I think some of the optimism around the election, around movements in interest rates, that's faded a bit. So a pretty lackluster quarter as far as that goes.
Lackluster quarter? Shouldn't volatility on the domestic political stage be goosing banks' trading revenue? David Hilder, director in capital markets at Drexel Hamilton, offers this context.
Remember, these are global banks. Donald Trump may feel like a much bigger storm here in the United States than the lead up to the Brexit vote was in the UK and Europe. But let us not forget that the Brexit vote was a very big deal.
And to the extent that there is uncertainty in the U.S., it's the kind that makes investors sit on their hands and not want to make trades, according to Devin Ryan, managing director at JMP Securities.
They're looking for more direction out of D.C., big topics like tax reform and regulatory reform.
Seeking more direction? Investors aren't the only ones. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.